السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the Honorable Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, the grandson of the Noble Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards knowledge and wisdom. The one who has eloquently said, O people, the person who is generous becomes a grand, lofty person. The person who is stingy debases himself. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean soul
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's words addressing the sons of Abu Talib. Be patient with death, O my cousin's sons. Be patient, O my Ahlul Bayt. By Allah, you shall never face condemnation after this day.
Look what Karbala gave us. In return, what can we give? I thought I'd go there to die, but in fact I went there to live.
You cannot die. You cannot die. You live on even though we're left grieving. And I will walk on the roads you would walk. Your words live on though you know.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. And we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In the previous segment, where we heard the words of His Eminence Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we see that His Eminence was speaking about being patient. Being patient with death is one of the ways in which we are to be patient. But patience means steadfastness and determination, perseverance and staying on the right path, despite the trials and tribulations, and despite the obstacles. Sometimes we think that patience simply means giving up or not allowing oneself to resist, when in reality, the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they teach us that patience means perseverance and determination and steadfastness to be strong and firm upon the path. As human beings, we are faced in this life with trials and tribulations. We are faced with problems and predicaments. And so in the face of these trials and tribulations, and in the face of these problems and predicaments, we must be patient. Patience in Islam is a fundamental pillar, because this steadfastness and determination, this perseverance, it helps an individual and a human being to be able to cross past the various problems and dilemmas that we face. This patience helps a human being to become victorious and overcome anything that will come at them. And so Imam Hussein alayhi salam, on the day of Ashura in the land of Karbala, in the year 61 Hijri, and on the day of the 10th of Muharram, he speaks to his family members and his companions, and he says to them to be patient, in which was one of the greatest calamities and tragedies that humanity has ever witnessed. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Husayn, alayhi salam.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'i alayka.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara al-Nahiya al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salamu ala al-qatil al-mazloom.
Peace be upon the slain and the oppressed one.
As-salamu ala akhihi al-masmum.
Peace be upon his poisoned brother, Imam al-Hasan.
As-salamu ala aliyin al-kabir.
Peace be upon Ali the Elder, Ali Akbar.
As-salamu ala al-radi' al-saghir.
Peace be upon the sucking infant, Ali Asghar.
As-salamu ala al-abdan al-saliba.
Peace be upon the plundered bodies.
As-salamu ala al-itrat al-qariba.
Peace be upon the family and the children who were nearby their place of martyrdom.
As-salamu ala al-mujaddalina fil-falawat.
Peace be upon the mangled corpses left in the desert.
As-salamu ala al-nazihina al-awtan.
Peace be upon those who are left far from their homeland.
As-salamu ala al-madfunina bila akfan.
Peace be upon those who were buried without shrouds.
As-salamu ala al-ru'us al-mufarraqati 'an al-abdan.
Peace be upon the heads severed from the bodies.
As-salamu ala al-muhtasab al-sabir.
Peace be upon the bereaved and the patient one.
As-salamu ala al-mazlum bila nasir.
Peace be upon the oppressed one who was without a helper.
As-salamu ala sakin al-turbat al-zakiya.
Peace be upon the inhabitant of the purified soul.
As-salamu ala sahib al-qubbat al-samiya.
Peace be upon the possessor of the lofty dome.
As-salamu ala man tahharahu al-jaleel.
Peace be upon him whom the Almighty purified.
As-salamu ala man iftakhara bihi Jibra'il.
Peace be upon him of whom Jibra'il was proud.
As-salamu alayka ya.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
Bifina'ik
منك مني